Now you'll find a reading tonight in the Gospel of Luke, in chapter 19. The Gospel of Luke, in chapter 19, reading from verse 1 through to 10. Luke 19, verse number 1 through to 10. Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and he could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that was a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And we know that God will add his blessing to the reading of his word. Now the story of Zacchaeus is one of the best known stories in the Bible. Here was a man who was successful. And everybody likes to be successful in life and the things they do. And there's no doubt that this man was successful. His occupation was that of a publican. That doesn't mean that he was a man who owned a public house. In that day, he was a tax collector. He worked for the Roman government that was in control. And that's what he was. He was a publican. And he was successful because it says that he was chief among the publicans. He was the boss over all those who collected the taxes. He was a man who was successful. It's quite easy to see that he was a man who was rich, because it tells us which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. He was well off. He had all his material needs. He had very little that he needed to want for. My, he was successful and he was rich. He was a man who was deceitful, because he gained this wealth at the expense of others. That's why the publicans of that day were totally despised by the people. They worked for the government, that was bad enough, but they would add on that bit extra for themselves, and they would feather their own nest, as we would say. So here's a man who's successful, who's rich, he's deceitful, he's despised among the people. But the thing about this man, in spite of his success and in spite of his riches, is that here was a man who was lost. He was lost. Yes, materially speaking, he was well off. He was content, I'm sure, with much of the riches that he had, but spiritually speaking, he was lost. When the Lord Jesus came and entered into his house and brought salvation to this man's life, he made this great statement in verse 10. He said, For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. And it's evident from what Christ said that this man was lost. He was lost spiritually. He was lost in a sin. This man was one of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And you see, friends, tonight, it's possible to have all these things and more that Zacchaeus had. It's possible to have them all and still be lost. For example, young person tonight, you can be successful in your academic career. You can have 3 A-levels and be on your way to Oxford or Cambridge. You can be successful in your work and yet be lost. Lost in sin. Men and women can be successful in their business life. They can have a nice home, a big car, all the material needs can be met. They can have a nice family that grow up around them. They can be all these things and yet be lost. I suppose the extreme to a person like Zacchaeus would be Nicodemus. And of course, we know that Nicodemus was a very religious man. He was a leader among the Jews. He was a Pharisee. And this is the man that came to Jesus by night. And here is a man who had religion, had respectability, and yet Jesus said to him, Nicodemus, ye must be born again. You see, it's possible to be here tonight, to be a religious person who doesn't curse, doesn't swear, doesn't get into trouble, pay your debts, morally upright. Nobody can point a finger at you. It's possible to have all those good things and yet be lost. You see, in 2 Corinthians 4 we read, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to those that are lost. And I want to speak to you tonight about being lost. Being lost. What does it mean to be lost? And how can those who are lost be found? My, that's the questions that we want to address. You know what it is to be lost in the physical sense? You know what it is not to where you're going? You take the kids along some day to the fun fair or to the beach, and there's so many people milling about, and one of them gets lost. They're lost. But friends, we're thinking about it from the spiritual point of view tonight, because the fact of the matter is that people can be lost in sin. The Lord Jesus, may we find, he sought to impress upon people their lostness. When we come back into Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, in the first part of the chapter, it reads here, they drew nearer unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. These were what would be looked upon in that day as the bad people. The bad people. And the Pharisees and scribes, and they would be looked upon in that day as the good people, the churchy people, the religious people. The Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. You see, the Pharisees and scribes, the good people, the religious people, they saw that the publicans and sinners were lost, but they couldn't see that they were lost. And so the Lord proceeds to tell them this story about lost things. And he tells them, first of all, about a lost sheep. A man had 100 sheep, and one of them got lost. One of them went astray. And the man, he left the 99 in the wilderness, and he set off to seek for that sheep that was lost. And when he found it, he put it on his shoulders, rejoicing, came back to his friends and said, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which is lost. You see, I'm told that a sheep is an animal that's, when it is lost, it cannot find its own way home. If your dog gets lost, even if it's taken miles from home, through the instinct and scent of its nostrils, it can make its way back home again. But not a sheep. When it's lost, it cannot find its own way home. It needs someone to come and to search for it and save it. And so we see here the lostness of the sheep. Here's a little animal, and it's lost, and it's helpless. And you know, when we read in the Bible, in the prophecy of Isaiah 53, the prophet said this. He likens people to sheep. And he says, all we like sheep have gone astray. You see, friends, we've gone astray. We're lost, he says. We're just like the lost sheep. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. We have gone astray from the Ten Commandments. We have broken the law of God. We have failed to reach the standard of God's righteousness. We have turned every one to his own way. Everyone has gone his own way. If you're traveling down one of the great motorways in England or further afield, you get near to the city that you're coming to. My, there's so many different lanes on the motorways. There's a fast lane, and then there's another one a little bit slower, and then there's my one for traffic just toddling along. There's many different lanes on the motorway, but the thing is this, they're all heading for the one direction. They're all going the same way. And you see, friends, my, all we like sheep have gone astray. There's not one here tonight who hasn't gone astray from the ways of God. There's not one here tonight who hasn't broken one of the commandments that God has given to us. There's not one here tonight who hasn't sinned, because the Word of God teaches us that all have sinned. We're all in the same group. We're all in the same category. All have sinned. Some have turned astray and gone in the way of self-righteousness. And some have gone down the road of worldliness. And some have gone down the road of sinfulness. And others have gone down the road of drunkenness. And we could go on. And you see, men and women, because of their sinfulness, because of the fact that they have gone astray, they're lost in sin. And you see, like the sheep, there's many who know they're lost. They're honest enough to own up to that, but they don't know how to be saved. They try many physicians, like the woman with the issue of blood. You remember that she was sick with an issue of blood, and it says that she spent all her money, her living, on many physicians, but she rather grew worse. And you see, there's many people like that. My, they have tried so many things. Tried to turn over a new leaf. Tried to make New Year's resolution. And you see, there's people who know they're lost, but they need someone to come and seek for them and save them and reach them and lift them and bring them to the Savior. So Jesus talked about the lost sheep. He underlined the lostness of the sheep. And then he told another story immediately after that about something else that was lost. It was lost silver. My, a woman had 10 pieces of silver. And my, she lost one of these pieces of silver. And she lit a candle. And she searches diligently for this piece of silver that was lost until she found it. You know, it was the equivalent of one of you ladies losing your engagement ring or your wedding ring. My, think of what that would be like. This ring that was given to you by your husband, and it becomes lost, and my, you would see to it that you went round every corner, looked in every drawer and every cupboard, you would sweep the house until you found that which was lost. And that's what exactly happened with this woman. She searched diligently until she found the piece of silver that was lost. You see, this silver was lost, but it didn't know it was lost, because it was an inanimate object. And if we see the lostness in the sheep, we see the helplessness of the piece of silver. You see, friends, there's many people today and they're like the piece of silver. They're lost, but they don't know that they're lost. Well, that's just like the Pharisee that went to pray in the temple with the publican. And the Pharisee, do you remember, he stood afar off. And he said, Lord, I thank thee that I am not like this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And my, he built up such a case for himself. He saw the lostness of the publican, but he couldn't see that he himself was lost. He couldn't see his own condition. He thought that everybody else was wrong and he was right. Remember Balaam in the Old Testament? My, he was going to do the work of the king. And do you remember how that the angel of the Lord stood in the way with a sword drawn in his hand, and Balaam was riding on an old ass? And my, the angel of the Lord with the sword drawn in his hand spoke of judgment. Balaam was in danger of judgment, God's judgment coming upon him. And the ass could see the angel of the Lord with the sword drawn in his hand, but Balaam couldn't see it. Remember how the ass went into the way and Balaam was annoyed? Then he got onto the ass again, and again the angel of the Lord stood in the way with a sword drawn in his hand. Still Balaam couldn't see it, and he crushed his foot up against the wall, and then the ass fell down beneath him, and God opened the eyes of Balaam. You see, friends, there's many like Balaam. They cannot see that they're lost. They cannot understand, my, that they're perishing. They don't realize the danger that they're in at this particular moment. My, if our gospel be hid, says Paul, it is hid to them that are lost, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine in unto them. You see, the candle was like the Holy Spirit, and we will need the Holy Spirit to shine through the truth of the gospel, that men and women's hearts might be illuminated, and that they might see their lostness and their need of a Savior. So Jesus spoke about things that were lost. He's trying to impress upon these people, these scribes and these Pharisees, that they're just as lost as the publicans and the sinners. You see, he talks about a lost sheep and a lost piece of silver. And then he tells another story about a lost son. And that's the story of the prodigal. My, this young man asked his father to give him all that was due him. And you remember, he left home with his pockets full. He left home and he headed for the far country. And he went and spent all that he had on riotous living. My, he couldn't wait to get away from home. Couldn't wait to get away from church. Couldn't wait to get away from this Christianity and all this thing that he was made to do, like some people are today. You know, friends, you remember how he spent all in riotous living and he began to be in want. And we find he says, I perish with hunger. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And as we look at this young man, we see his foolishness and he's penniless and he's friendless, and we see his emptiness and we see the helplessness of the lost son. He's down there at the swine trough and he's perishing with hunger. And you see, this young man was lost, but he knew how to be saved. He knew about the Father's love. And he said, I will arise and go to my Father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And this young man knew that if he turned his back on the far country and his sinful life and went back to the Father, my, that the Father would take him in and save him and clothe him and bless him. And you see, friends, there's people today like the lost son. They know they're lost, but they know how to be saved. And there's many of you here tonight. Maybe you've been brought up in the Sunday school or Good News Club, brought up in a Christian home, and you know you're lost, but you also know about the Father's love. You know that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. You know that God's Son came down from heaven's glory and went to the cross at Calvary and there died for you and shed his blood for you and gave his life for you and rose again the third day to be a living, exalted, all-sufficient Savior. And you know that the Word of God makes it absolutely clear that if you come personally, by faith, and put your trust in Christ, and open your heart, and let him in, and receive him, that, my, you can be saved. So we see Jesus talked about things which were lost. A lost sheep, a lost piece of silver, a lost son. When we come into chapter 16 of Luke's Gospel, we find that he told another story here about a lost soul. You remember the story of the rich man and Lazarus? My, it tells us here that, my, there was these two men. One was a rich man and another was Lazarus. He was a beggar that sat at the rich man's gate full of sores, and he fed from the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. And Lazarus died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And it says that the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes being in torments. You know, here was a man, a rich man, and he had many things going for him. In life he was clothed with purple and fine linen. He fared sumptuously every day. He had a big home. He had servants. He lived in the fast lane of life. But this man who had so much and who gained so much lost the very thing that was more precious and valuable than all those other things he had put together. If I were to ask you tonight, what is the most valuable thing that you have? What is the most precious thing that you possess? I wonder what you would say to me. Well, the most valuable thing that you have, the most precious thing that you possess tonight is your soul. A never dying soul. Your soul will last for all eternity. And Jesus said, what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? I don't know what the lottery was yesterday, whether it was 75 million or any million it was, but if you won the lottery, what should it profit you if you lose your soul? The thing of conversation in the North Coast this past week has been one of the top businessmen over there, 41 years of age, man who looked after Kelly's nightclub, just taken like that. 41 years of age. You don't have to be old to die, friends. You don't have to be old to be taken from this scene of time. Life can change so quickly. One doesn't know what's round the corner. And here is a man, and he had all the good things of life. And he had all the luxuries of life. And he had a life of ease and pleasure. And yet when life was over, he lifted his eyes in hell, being in torment. That's the awfulness of the lost soul. My, Jesus talked about things that were lost. A lost sheep, a lost silver, a lost son, a lost soul. And that brings us back to where we were in Luke chapter 19. And here he's talking now to a lost sinner. This man, Zacchaeus, he was lost. He was perishing. But my, the Son of God came seeking him. He came seeking him that he might save him. It says, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up into the sycamore tree and saw him, said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. This lost sinner, he received Christ. When Christ came and called him that day and spoke to him that day, my Zacchaeus responded to his invitation. He came down from that tree and received him joyfully. You see the willingness of the lost sinner. You see, he realized he was lost. And he realized that this man was the only one that could save him. And so he received him. And that's what it means to be a Christian. That's what it means to be saved. It means receiving Christ personally as your own personal Savior. And that brings us to this great statement from the Savior in verse 10. And he says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. I would say this is probably one of my favorite texts. I think it's a tremendous text. My, what a ring it has to it. It's good news. Dear friends, we're lost in sin, dying in sin, perishing. But the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. You're lost tonight, but you can't be saved because the Son of Man is come. My, what a person, the Son of Man, who was the Son of God, came from heaven's ivory palace. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save. My, what a proclamation. He's come into this world for this purpose. To seek and to save that which is lost. I wonder, do you know that you're lost? Lost in sin. Do you know you're helpless? Your hopelessness and the awfulness of being lost forever. You know tonight, you can be saved just as Zacchaeus was. My, Zacchaeus came that day and received him. You willing to receive Christ joyfully? What a change it brought to the life of Zacchaeus. What a transformation came to this man. Let me tell you tonight as we close that the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. We're all lost in sin, and you can be saved tonight if you receive him, even as Zacchaeus did. May you do it tonight. Amen.